DJ Black Casper. Drop that. Oh yes, it is Trap and Chencha, Season 2. Ya tú sabes, una vaina demasiado bien. Show to see operator her boobs.
Hi.
We can see her face now. My man BB's here.
Hello, okay.
Da Activo, DJ Anthony, producer slash showrunner slash photographer for today. Una vaina bien, Casper, take us out. I'm so excited, guys. It's season 2. That's all I gotta say. Twice the fun. Twice the perrería. And if you're not about the beso negro, don't holler at me. Don't email. You ain't gonna be a guest. You ain't gonna be a guest out here.
Oh, God.
Míralo ahí. Yo, baby, you ready?
Hey, I was born ready, my brother.
All right, we're gonna set the vibes. We're gonna get them. Oh, I'm sorry, it's been so long. It was 2018.
When I empezó to 2018.
2018, bro. We had a little transition. We went through a period. We were next door.
We went through breakups.
We went through a couple.
Who?
Yeah, makeups to
Mario.
And we went through breakups.
That's what you said. Te botó el Mario.
No.
You went through breakups?
Us, we as a group.
Okay.
Yo no necesito Mario.
The cast of the show has changed over time.
Okay.
But this is...
We like Destiny's Child.
But this is English or Spanish?
This is Spanglish. So we let people do their thing. We are the first show dedicated to the Spanglish American. The Dominican, Latino,
Puerto Rican,
everything.
Colombian. That was
first generation, second generation, and we could do both. That's why it's Trap and Chencha.
Yeah.
Trap and Chencha. Tú me entiendes?
Estamos activos, me gusta el concepto.
You ready?
Thank
you. So, you know what? I'm gonna give it a second. You have a drink of water. Bring us into a little music. Transition a little bit.
Okay. Está frío ese aire, frío.
Tú me quieres. Don't worry, I got you. You wanna turn it
off? Pague esa vaina.
Yo lo sé, pero está frío.
It gets hot.
Got you shivering and shit.
It gets hot very quickly. Let Casper do his thing. Casper is now a resident DJ at República, so we want to give him some shine.
Okay, no, Casper como que está como stuck. Está nervioso, Casper.
¿Tú sabes lo que pasa? Casper's black, but his name is Casper. Está confundido el tigre.
Yeah, but he's Dominican.
No, he's Honduranian.
Oh, yeah, but you speak Spanish, because you're not my cousin. Yeah, está bien nice.
Lo Máximo Productions on the building.
Barranquilla. caliente, caliente, caliente.
The Spanglish, the hip hop, the trap, the Latin, the urban, and everything in between. We're here with Jodeci, the one and only.
Yes, I'm back, guys.
You can finally see her face because her boobs are smaller.
I did my titties, guys.
Cool. Ya tu sabes.
Yeah.
Black Casper has now blown up. He was just a DJ before, but now he's a resident, you know, in some places that you might be going to. But so catch him. He's still DJ Casper. You should be DJ Black Casper.
You did your thing. You did your thing when I
saw you. But he's blowing up. And as usual, DJ Anthony's the OG that's holding everything down, man. So we here.
His boats.
I'm so excited because we have such a special guest for episode 1, season 2. Not only is my man BB Triangulo here, but this is the first official podcast episode in our brand new podcast studio. BB, what? ¿Cómo te gusta?
No, se siente bien, está bonita la vuelta. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Sí, sí.
BB is for the culture, and as are we on Trap and Chich. And we wanted a guest who exemplifies the culture. And who else but BB Inc. So let's get right into it. Current events. What is going on right now, BB? BB, have you been following the Tekashi trial?
Yeah, uno se cura ahí en el YouTube, sí.
Par de memes y vaina.
Yeah.
My man is really hablando.
He's really snitching.
For real. He's saying too much.
So, baby, we come from a different era, tú sabes.
Yeah.
Que this would be a relajo. Esto no se ve.
Yeah.
But I had a debate, right, with one of our other constituents at LMP that he put, you know, why is it that we're not mad at R. Kelly? We're more mad at Tekashi for snitching on his enemies than we are for R. Kelly getting with little girls.
Yeah.
Now you're a father, you got a daughter, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you could relate to that, pero al final, what my man Tekashi is doing, él hasta que puso Jim Jones en la vuelta, puso Cardi B en la vuelta.
He's saying too much, like, él está funny porque... Pero que te digo, al final, los chotas son los chotas.
Pero la gente that dice, he's awesome, I'm not even coming out of witness, I'm not doing witness protection. Yo quiero salir, I'm gonna be famous, and whoever's hating, hates. ¿Tú crees que él puede de que salir de esa vuelta?
En, like, en la sociedad que vivimos, yo creo que sí.
And that's, yeah.
What do you think? I don't condone it, but...
So you think he can be untouchable? You think
no,
he can be untouchable?
Untouchable? No, nobody's untouchable.
Pero
he
could still be an artist being a snitch.
Yo digo que sí. Yo pensaba que no. I was like, nah. Pero es que al final del día, como nosotros somos poco, hay más de ellos afuera.
Y eso que, whatever, the demographic he appeals to, the under, you know, they have maybe a different mentality than we do. They haven't seen the same things. Y para ellos, oh, he didn't snitch on me. Whatever.
They use us, B. When you high, you don't really care. It's a different era.
It's a different era, bro.
Like, at first, I thought it was just memes. I thought it was like...
No, it's real facts.
Like, I thought it was just memes. Like, it was so many memes. I'm just like...
Él está hablando. And it's, you know, I say the same thing. Like, you know, just going back to that with the thing with R. Kelly, like, you know, that's a very touchy subject. I think we were joking about R. Kelly for 20 years, but now that we're in a political era where everything is very, you know, oversensitive, you know, what he did, yeah, he's a monster for that and all that. Pero, él no lo hizo, how'd I put it? What he did is because él se pasó, whatever. This guy is getting out of a vuelta. He's tirando, he's choteando so that he could be out here.
Son different scenarios. Uno está choteando, el otro hizo lo que hizo, and he ain't snitching on nobody.
Exactly, he did what he did, and he's going to jail for it, whatever, but he ain't talking.
Okay. Maybe you don't even go to jail. Neither is none are right.
No, we're not saying, yeah.
That's not right.
No,
not.
Audience, both are wrong. What I'm saying
both
is
are
that
wrong.
One got told, mira, you want to do 30 years? Si no habla. And the other one is, did his crime, he's going to do his time for his crime. But yeah. This kid benefited from that street money. Esto es lo que yo digo. We all grew up with a... At least me from Washington High stuff. I grew up with people that were doing bad things, bro. Y a veces tú vas a decir, oh, déjame subir para no meterme una vuelta que I wasn't ready to be a part of.
Claro,
¿tú me entiendes?
Claro.
So, al final, Tekashi knew he was taking money from. He benefited from that street money, from that street life. He wanted to exemplify all these red flags and all. That's not a game in many cultures. That's, you go to, especially the West Coast, they don't play with all that. You either wear white, if you wear a color, you down with that. And he really was about this blood and that, oh no, that was just for la fama, because that's what they wanted me to do, and I was a puppet, y esto y el otro. Al final, you made millions of dollars messing with these dudes. So if something went down, I feel that it's only right that, you know, tú hiciste tu cama, que duerme en ella.
Eso
es realidad.
Let's say he drops an album.
Yeah.
You think it will sell?
I think it will sell. Again, I said before, yo estaba frustrado en lo, the codes. You, I would say, he, se va a morir. Nah, nadie va a tener, pero no. No hay mucho como uno en la calle. Hay un tro de chamaquito que no le paran a Nina. Y como Frankie dice, they ain't snitched on him. Niggas ain't gonna care. Pero he can't come out de que cantando vaina antes, ni que él hace esto, ni que hace lo otro. He just gotta go pop. And he gonna sell.
That's crazy. Well, there you have it. Moving along. In a very Kanye-ish move, my man had a concert last night in the hood in United Palace. Let's give it up for that, people.
Hey.
For those of you who do not know, United Palace is a beautiful theater. And it's remodeled and it's very nice. It also serves as a church for pastors, Ivana. So he wanted to do his Sunday vibes there. Ayer, el tiró lo boleto a las 5 for the show at 8 o'clock. Sold out in 20 seconds, ya tú sabes.
Yeah, you sent the link to us and we're like, what are you sending? Like,
my nigga, en 20 segundos, mil gente vendido.
En el día de San Miguel, eso okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was doing this. He was supposed to drop that.
I don't think he knew that was San Miguel.
I don't know.
He knew it was Sunday. He does a Sunday vibes.
I think it was just Sunday.
And he gonna drop his album, Vike. But you know, as always, he's playing, was giving us blue balls. Waiting for the album.
Weird though, because he could do any Fifth Avenue church.
He could have, but you know what, my man? Right before then, he was in a church in Brooklyn. You know, people want to say he's crazy, but al final, my man is number one on the Forbes list for hip hop.
Yeah.
Everything he touches, se vende. Encima de eso, it's true. Who else you know with a billion-dollar sneaker that's out here doing? I mean, he can't be that crazy. And you know what I've always said, BB? That there's a very thin line between genius and crazy, bro. Depende what side of the coin you on, you might just see him as a genius or you might see him as a local. I don't really care people's politics. That's the problem. Oh, okay, he's a Trump supporter. I don't care about that. That's all for attention. He likes attention. I'm about the music.
No, music-wise, he's a genius.
He's a genius, bro. Y lo que yo oí anoche. Just par de snippets.
Ahora que tú estás hablando tanto de eso.
Háblame.
Dime de tu opinión personal de Kanye's albums. If you are, I'm a Kanye fan.
Oh no, I mean honestly, and I say this with
so
always
talk music.
I dropped out of college because Kanye West inspired me. If that makes, and that's crazy now. That's crazy now. I'm about to be 35
so
in a couple of days.
CD. So oh, okay, yeah. Top 10. I mean top 3. Dime tu top 3.
Oh
Kanye
no, Diablo. I mean
just,
top
how about,
3.
How about songs?
No,
that's too low. That's too hard.
Albums is hard.
Es que I'm a Kanye fan. I'm a JC fan. JC's my favorite rapper.
Of course.
But cuando salió Kanye,
he changed
I drifted.
He changes
like,
mood.
Y más con el verse de JC en el CD de Kanye, I'm like, damn. So me quedé con Kanye porque nigga inspired me to do what I do. Pero ya para his third album, después de ya de Graduation, él como que
No, but the one with the devil on the cover, what's that called now? Because it's escaping me.
Twisted Dark Fantasy.
That one was fire, bro.
Pero eso ya otro flow. Y ese no es mejor que College Dropout.
No.
Que Late Registration. Ni es mejor que
College Dropout was a very hip hop album, bro.
To me, es su primer CD el mejor. No. Su segundo CD el segundo mejor. Y su tercer, pero that's my opinion.
No, of course. I didn't like to throw away that. Twisted Dark Fantasy, to me, was fire. But of course, the first one, it really inspired me to drop out of college.
Because
he had a skit on there that said, you know, about the degrees, and I hope your degrees keep you warm. And I was in college. Yeah. I was in college. I was on college radio, and I said, I don't want to be. I just want to be on the radio.
There's a lot of kids that feel that way. They have a bachelor's degree, and they're not doing
You know what I was telling? Don't spit in the air, my friend. I've dealt with like youngers that I actually had that argument with my brother one time because
that people that dropped out of high school actually are making more money.
Bro, at the end of the day, if you a hustler,
that's not the highest statistic. High school, you have to finish high school. I don't respect if you don't finish high school at least.
That's your opinion.
Because that's my opinion. That's reality. I'm sorry. I come from Dominican Republic, where at least you need a high school degree because. Tú aprende vaina. Right now, yo no le digo a mi hija, si tú no quieres el college, está todo porque yo, todo lo que yo me he buscado, I got a college degree. Pero todo lo que yo me he buscado ha sido haciendo otros tipos de cosas, no lo que yo estudié.
Yeah.
Pero la base que te da going to college and learning about business administration and math, I don't care si science or social studies, I don't give a fuck, man.
The geology, that shit killed me.
Pero, math.
I have yet to use algebra, guys.
That's too much.
I'm an adult and I have yet to use algebra in life.
But when you were a kid.
Yeah, you need the basics.
You need.
Of course you need the basics.
Oye, los juegos que yo le voy a la hija mía. Cuenta eso.
No.
¿Cuántas papeletas hay? ¿Cuántas papeletas de 20 son 1,000 pesos? 50, está bien.
I love
no,
it.
No, of course. Education is important.
My dad has always said, un hombre bruto could get far, pero una mujer bruta. Can't really.
Bueno, yo conozco mucha bruta, mi amor.
Pero
your dad was trying to put that in you so that you do something with your life. But your dad knows damn well, that OG knows, que él tenía pila de mujeres brutas en su vida. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest.
Not all of them.
Siempre hay excepciones.
You beat the right nigga, cae en la trampa.
Siempre hay excepciones.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we're waiting on this new music. He always uses the blue balls. He doesn't, you know, todavía no lo ha tirado.
What blue balls? What?
Because I'm waiting. Because Super I'm waiting balls. On the album.
He's giving you blue balls?
Musically. Musical
okay,
blue balls.
But
balls.
You.
Man, we real niggas over here, B. I can talk to you straight, bro. Kanye's a genius.
Wait, but you threw me off. He was like, blue balls. I was like, yeah.
Because I was at 12, I was at 1 in the morning. I came home. I heard some joints. I was like, he's doing like a gospelish album. It's gonna be like
years, man.
And I'm like, yo, and the beats is fire.
I wanna hear it, dude, because he's gospelish.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, uno puede decir que ese hombre es un loco, pero everything he touches.
Se va a parecer a old Kanye. If it's gospel-y, it's gonna have soul.
My man, yo.
Jesus, yo le doy pa'lante ese CD. Each and every song, pa'lante.
Jesus was gonna eat. Déjame.
And I'm a Kanye fan.
Well, wasn't he supposed to drop Yandy, whatever, Yandy?
That, no, it's Jesus is King, his name album.
Listen. Ahorita te tumban el podcast, porque está poniendo eso. Word.
Nah, we good.
Pon un live a Jay-Z, le traen un live, te lo tumba. Es lo que sea, Jay-Z.
No, I've seen Jay-Z at... There's only two artists that I've seen more than 10 times, and that's Jay-Z and Romeo Santos. Romeo for different reasons, and Jay-Z because he is...
Romeo en final, no homo.
No,
How was that
let's
concert?
Talk about that. Let's talk about that. Thank you for the segue.
Wait. Pause. You said you always have bad luck when you go to Romeo concerts.
Yeah.
Can you explain to...
Well, I actually took... La cuñada de Bibi. Because that's my homegirl my whole life, you know, they family thing. Uh-huh. And she kept it 100. She said, yo, vámonos para allá, este y el otro, woo woo. Lo que pasa es I have bad luck, baby. Yo llevo muchas mujeres para concierto and there's no follow through. Y ya estamos en una época. Si vamos a gastar
Olvídate, no le den más
nada. No vamos a hablar más, ¿verdad?
Ya, mi tiempo va.
How long?
I got gray hairs. ¿Tú me entiendes?
How long are you talking to the girls to decide that you're taking
them? So that's the thing. They really.
Like,
I figured when I got the tickets, I was like, oh, I'm a fall ball player. Yeah. In the summer, I like to, but in the fall is when I ball. ¿Tú me entiendes? That's when the basketball season. I'm a high volume shooter. That's what I like to say. Okay. Pero en este momento, estamos lento.
Yeah, it's long.
You know, we're a little slow. We're not hitting.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I could tell any girl that, yo, let's go to the concert and she'd be with it. Pero, esto es lo que pasa, baby. There's times I just hit people up to see how their day's going, how they've been. I don't get that from females. I don't get people hitting me up. But al final, when I say, yo, so we're going to chill, get tea. Oh, déjame ver porque I'm, you know, I'm busy. But if I would have told them that day, yo, later on we're going to see Romeo, they would not be busy. They would not be. So, dude, if you didn't put in the time, now you're really trying to be with me, you're trying to see Romeo.
Wait, but that makes no, that logic makes no sense.
Why doesn't it make sense to Jody?
Because it's just like, well, you don't take one girl and you like speak to her.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. But I say, like, okay, this summer, like, it was a lot
of. Just hit up a random ass bitch and be like, yo, so how you been?
No.
Like, yo,
this summer.
I want that chocha.
No, I'm not on that. Be on a thirst. What I'm saying is that this summer.
You're going to take her for the next Romeo concert?
No, we don't do that shit.
No.
So you can't be friends?
No, we're friends.
But she's
not
going to
Romeo. You're not seeing Romeo.
We just here. This is it.
She got her booze that take her to Romeo.
I don't like Romeo.
What?
Man. I don't like Romeo.
I'm going to tell you like this.
I don't like Romeo.
He sold out MetLife Stadium, 77,000 people. That only you two and him did that.
I'm going to tell you this. Ese hombre le puede frontear a Jay-Z.
Eso
con
sí.
Accomplishments.
And
son muy pocos los artistas que le pueden, que Jay-Z puede decir, oh, él hizo eso y yo no.
Mm-hmm.
Y Romeo sí.
Eso sí.
Es el final, no home.
Yes, you see. I went to see Jay and Beyonce last year in MetLife, but that was Jay and Beyonce.
I saw that too.
And I'm bachatero.
And I'm not a Beyonce fan either.
A bachatero.
Yo.
I don't know what she likes.
DJ Casper. Estos dos como que van a terminar un affair.
No.
Aquí hay una química de que.
No,
siento algo.
Seguimos hablando. Esa química de la dama lo tú lo ves.
Do not put that out there.
Yo, you're thinking of a script for another show, B. Let's look at the title.
Listen, listen.
But anyways, point is, a bachatero.
Can we cut that out? I don't want that out there.
A bachatero.
We can't cut shit.
This is raw. A bachatero.
Chincha.
Ya lo sabe. A bachatero filled up MetLife Stadium. People came from all over the world. I had people from Argentina.
Romeo Santos.
Sí,
la máxima exponencia de lo urbano. No urbano 100%, pero la bachata viene siendo urbano.
No, his sound is definitely urbano. He reinvented the music. And there's nobody that's even close to his level. I was having this conversation with other people. And there's no other bachatero that's even anywhere near his level. You could say Royce is second, pero no todavía nowhere near his level.
I feel like Royce fell off. Hablar
con Romeo Santos es Juan Luis Guerra. That's it. No existe otro dominicano que pueda hablar con Romeo Santos.
Mira el tigre ahí. That's what we have him there right there. Listen,
why you got his haircut though?
He has mine, bro. And his barber had me on live, and he knows damn well that he gave me that whole haircut first. But that's either here or there.
Cuando hay concierto de Romeo, you see 20 niggas. Mini Romeos.
Yeah.
Igualito.
Yo, yeah. Igualito.
I mean, anybody Dominican kind of looks like Romeo.
Nah. I'm Domiendo. I don't look like no Romeo.
No, I knew this guy that he stopped, like, he took his girlfriend out to see the Romeo concert, whatever. And the girl was mad.
Because?
Because she didn't have floor seats.
Tú ves.
Yeah.
Tú ves.
Están
interesados.
I told this.
Demasiado interesados.
No te puedo decir que interesa. Hay gente que nunca es conforme con lo que Dios le da en la vida.
That was his girl, though, for years.
And entonces.
Because she didn't have floor seats.
Entonces. What she doesn't understand is that all that floor, I was on the floor because I'm a bultero. But what she don't understand is that the vantage point is really above the floor. So you can see the tarima más mejor. Yeah. Es para tener el bulto que yo estoy en el piso. But if you're all the way in the back and you're not that tall like me, bro, I ain't seeing nothing. I'm there for the corillo. Yeah. She probably saw it better than I saw it.
Why those seats were horrible?
I couldn't see nothing. I was in coro the whole time.
I saw it on YouTube and it looked better.
I'm trying to tell you.
I saw it on Instagram and it looked better.
That's a football stadium. That's not set up. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I was at that concert.
It was amazing. It was one of the top five concerts I've ever been to, and I've been to a lot of them.
What do you think about Cardi B's reaction when se le pegó Mike?
She was at home.
I'm gonna be honest. El tigre se pasó. Offset, oh yo, Offset, le tenía que DM una vaina porque I was like, yo, Mikey, este tigre tan borracho, una vaina. I can tell you this.
Mikey's professional. Mikey's my nigga, though. Shout out to Mike.
Yeah, pero él aprovechó, él aprovechó.
But yo, se pasó.
Se pasó.
Ah, he did it. Dime, ¿a quién no se le va a querer pegar Cardi B? He saw the opportunity, he took it.
He's a shooter.
I respect that.
He's a shooter. He's a shooter.
I respect
shooter,
that,
shooter.
Yeah. Coño, primo.
No, nah, se pasó, se pasó, se pasó, se pasó.
Oh! If it was you, you would do it?
Oh,
if
my
If it was you, you'd do it?
I'm a single man, 100%. Offset not seeing me over here. He don't want to come uptown.
Bye.
¿Y tú sabes qué? Al final...
Next question, ya vamos a hacer
que... Vamos a seguir.
Next question.
Ah!
Yo, smoother, though.
So, I'm not big on all the new... that's not even true. I like anything. I give everything a chance, whatever, but 9 times out of 10, a lot of these new rappers ain't my thing because a lot of pill popping music and all that. I don't do pills and stuff like that. I can't, you know, I just the lyrics and all that's not me. But have you heard DaBaby's album?
Mira, yo no lo he oído de que te voy a decir, pero me han puesto, yo andaba en carro que están oyendo el CD.
It's car music. It's car music.
Y suena bien.
It suena bien.
I didn't even know it was this new generation. I'm like, who that? Oh, that baby. Yo, mira.
Yo, could you play?
Facts.
Could you play a little something of the baby's album? This, yo, he can spit. I like his flow. Me gusta. And it has, you know how I know album's classic? When I could replay it and replay it, and I don't get tired of after one listen. Eso es car music. Eso es cuando está en el carro. Black Casper, stop talking to your girlfriend. And
he whipped.
He's super whipped. And pon un DaBaby ahí para que la gente que no conocen DaBaby que salió el álbum la semana pasada.
I like something star.
Yo creo que yo he oído sus mixtapes though, porque si salió la semana pasada, no.
Something star.
Star. No.
Pop star. Pop star. That I like that song.
Let's play a little bit off of that.
That one stood out.
They gon' tell you I went. Pop star.
Pop star.
They gon' tell you.
Huh?
They probably tell you I went pop.
Huh?
Until a nigga play with me and he get popped.
Yeah.
I'm on the road with BET without my Glock.
Huh?
I'm ready to beat a nigga up like I'm the Rock.
Let's go.
It's ready to sweep a nigga up because he hot.
Huh?
She ready to eat a nigga up until he locked.
Yeah, I like
it. Brakes and speed it up like she a cop. Now she got her hands behind her head like I'm a cop. I told her, fuck the police.
Yeah.
She right beside me.
It's a good album. Listen.
But my bitch is cool. I'm fucking niggas, bitches
and
too.
And the right state of mind. Too solid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you feeling it. And also the Young M.A. dropped the album.
The Young Ma.
The Young Ma. The first lesbian rapper.
You saw her video twerking?
That we know of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first one that's out there saying that she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
She's also a porn director.
What?
Yeah,
she is.
She directed
porn.
Have
you seen any of her porn?
I did it, but my whole thing, I do the old, I put mature Latina in my searches. In my searches, wow. I like the Doñas. I like the Sis Loves Me. I like when the stepsister, she tells the stepbrother, like, oh, can you not tell mommy and dad? And then he's like, yeah, well, you're going to have to do something. And you already know what time it is. Those are my searches. So I don't really...
I would ask him, but he'd probably say, like, nah, I get that shit in real life. I don't need to watch that.
Nah, I've never been a porno nigga.
No?
Not really.
It don't fit.
Yeah.
Play the single off of Young M.A. Tell me what
you think. I'm a little amateurs, to be honest with you. Like,
amateurs is, I do like amateurs. Because then I'd be like, oh, I can hit that. Tú me entiendes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes the poor stars be like, mierda. It's like, yo, where did she come out of? Why is she even doing porn? She's so bad. Play some Young M.A. Black Casper. The first, she's saying that she's gone through a lot being a lesbian artist and all that, and that she's trying to,
It's that big
jerk.
Dummy in the chat.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a bunch of niggas in the studio.
That's gang. Brother died 10 years ago.
Everybody good over here, girl.
I love this track, though.
Never been a hater. I just stick to my paper like a stapler. Yellow bone, smoking purple LA Lakers. And she give me pussy on her wake up. Double cup of carrot juice. Oh, that's my savage juice. I just caught the Audemars. Oh, in a paddock too. Tripping in that iceberg. Oh, in that capital. Hey, bro, don't you cup that hoe? Cause I done had it too. They said that they packing. Oh, we packing too. Run up like what's popping and what's breaking too. Said I would get rich, they made it happen too. Take a picture with your bitch and tag it too. Savage mode. Racket and roll. Clapping a hoe. Now you can go. She popping a bean, licking on lean. Off white, off night, cookies and cream. Ooh, ooh, that's that big drip, big wrist, big body, big whips, big glocks, big guap, big knives, big goons, small problems, big moves.
I like what I'm hearing from Brooklyn.
I like it more than the baby one. All this drip, I can fuck
around and wash them up. Nah, this song is fire, but the baby album is one of the best albums I heard this year. No, but not. I haven't really delve into Young M.A.'s album to really give a critique on it, pero Palis is fire, and I like her. I like her whole vibe, and she's an entrepreneur, bro. She just decided she's gonna direct porn. Now she's directing porn. Okay, I'm not a big Young Thug fan, bro. I haven't really listened, but
neither have I.
So, what did you think of that, BB Inc?
Está bueno, sí. Sounds like New York.
It sounds like New York. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Todo el que tenga más de 30 años le va a gustar esa vuelta. Son a los menores que le gusta otro sistema.
¿Tú me entiendes?
Yeah.
So, let's get right into it, man. We're so happy to have you here because, coño.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for being our first guest of season two and popping the cherry of the LMP podcast studio. Primero de todo, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into the whole industry that you don't know. It's like you do so much stuff. I could give a little, you know, summary, but my man got the clothing line, Triangulo. If you haven't, he got a store right there. It's 171st, right?
172.
172 in St. Nick.
Correct.
But he's been about the culture for so long, shooting videos with some of your favorite artists and stuff like that. And so many people support your brand and support you and have only good things to say. So, para que no te conoce, like, give us a little brief historia of how BB got into the game and got into the culture.
Bueno, I've never wanted to work for nobody, so yo nunca quería ponerme un seno zapato, una corbata, una pendeja. So as I was in college, I was thinking of shit to do where I wouldn't get locked up and I would look fresh. So fui a un video, a una, un rodaje de un video de un pana mío, vi lo que estaba haciendo el director y le pregunté al panita mío, what that nigga do? Oh, he's the director, I wanna do that shit. So terminé mi vaina, mi college, le di el diploma a mi papá y arranqué para España. Estudié vaina de film, pendejadita, volví para Santo Domingo. Ahí empecé a conocer los raperos. Tenía cámaras, o empezamos a intercambiar trabajo. Yo le grababa, ellos me grababan canciones y por ahí arranqué. I became Hype Williams of my culture.
¿Quién dice?
Nobody touched me when it came to that video game.
Let some of the artists, the first, you know.
Well, my first video was Se Partió el Lápiz de Vaquero. Eso arrancó lo que el movimiento urbano hoy en día. Fue el vaina, like, the little shit that ignited it. Después de ahí me fui para Puerto Rico, hice Pa' Frontera Cualquiera y Cuidado con lo que tú hablas, que son himnos callejeros. Hasta hoy el día en lo que es el bajo mundo de Puerto Rico. De ahí empezó la idea de lo que es el Triángulo de la Bermuda, era el mixtape. Hicimos un álbum cuando unimos dominicano con boricua en hip hop.
And what some of the artists on there, in case people don't know?
Ahí tenemos Arcángel, Jay Álvarez, Ñengo Flow, Vaquero, El Lápiz, Don Miguelo, hay un par de gente. Mm-hmm. Hay un par de gente, Chelo Chá, Químico. Hay un tema del mono que nunca ha salido, de Monkey Blind, para descanse. I got a few shit. So de ahí, dejé de lo que era la música, porque en verdad no había chavo, estábamos broken famous.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces, ahí después me fui para Los Ángeles. En Los Ángeles como que ya los tigres no me capeaban mucho porque estaba muy lejos.
Mm-hmm.
Retorno a Nueva York, hago Triángulo la Serie.
Well, tell us about that for those who didn't get to see. Triángulo
de series. YouTube, pongan Triángulo de series.
Mm-hmm.
Y en verdad fue la primera web series urbana. Bueno, no te puedo decir que la única, porque no hay más.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
En el género, ahí los actores fueron De La Ghetto, Ñengo Flow, Lápiz salió también, El Fotel. So ahí tiramos esa serie, era inspirada en The Wire, The Latin Wire.
Yeah, yeah.
Y nada, de ahí volvió el nombre en dirección a sonar, oh shit, BB's doing a series, blah, blah, blah. But then again, it was all coming out of my pocket. Y cuando eso, el YouTube todavía no estaba muy desarrollado. So llegó un punto que ya my pocket started hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And le dije a un chamaco que se llama Joe, una que hace gorra, Joe Snap. Me dijo, dame una gorrita para regalársela a Steffi, a Gordo, a lo que me ayudaron. And then he said, nah, B. put that shit on the ground and see what happens. So I put, bam. Yo empecé a 25 pesos y 5 pesos de delivery, 30. Manhattan, el Bronx, nada más. Y nada, en un día cuando la puse, I sold out 12 hats. I'm like, oh shit.
There's a flow here.
Sí, pedí otras dozen, boom, sold out. Wow, hay algo. Y por ahí empecé, gorrita, free delivery, más está en el Bronx, después vino el frío, oh, hay que hacer hoodie para combinar la gorra, bam. Y le dimos un año y medio con el bol del carro a la marca, Triángulo Swag. Me fue bien, por, como ya tenía el nombre y la carrera con los artistas, it was easy for me to see, vamos a poner a Arcángel.
Yeah,
y ahí, mira, ponte esa gorra, todo, boom. Sobre todos los artistas usarla, el público dijo, mierda, y fue más fácil para mí por eso.
Entonces, at that point, you were distributing some of the local stores, right?
Nah, yo nunca estaba en tienda.
No, because I thought I meant like on 215. What was that store next to the city?
City Jeans.
Yeah, City Jeans.
Esos fueron unos judíos que me querían involucrar. Me vendieron un sueño, vieron el movimiento, la vuelta. Y nada, me vendieron un sueño. Dije que me iban a poner toda la vaina. Me iban a quitar el 77% de mi compañía. Yo filmé de todo, porque yo dije, mierda, ya, I made it. Pero gracias a Dios, no, they didn't come true, so me busqué a mi abogado y mi abogado me sacaron del contrato.
Ya. Yeah.
Bullets in the yard, tan bonita esta tarjeta.
Yeah, it's really old, actually. We got them done in Korea, probably from some kids in a sweatshop. They came out very cheap.
Esto.
Sí, they came out very cheap.
We gotta support your local...
Yeah.
So the Twin Spring by Nita.
Yeah, they did our rap right here. Twin Spring did our rap right here.
Está frío, Twin Spring. Tengo un mes esperando mi tarjeta. Ya espero que sea por lo menos ni aunque sea 50% de cuento.
Are you listening? Are you listening, Mike? Are you listening?
Que sea gratis porque te estoy dando promoción aquí en la LMP yeah. Radio.
Jello shot. So that's dope. So then at what point did you say, yo, I wanna get a store in Vainita? It only made sense?
Sí, porque al final, ¿verdad? Los chamacos no didn't come through, todavía I didn't have money to be in a store, though I wanted Sammy's, en verdad Sammy's y Cap for you,
like, yeah.
Esos dos individuos fue que me motivaron a decir, fuck that shit, porque fui donde Cap for you and Diamond, bien heavy conmigo, bien heavy con my John, yo me recortaba al lado, my brother, mira esa gorrita, yeah. I was selling her body at $40.
That's Mike DP store, right?
No, él tenía su vaina con el italiano, pero no.
Yeah.
El caso es que I was selling like hotcakes for $40 in the street.
Uh-huh.
So he knew, porque la gente entraba ahí y le decían, yo, y la gorra de triángulo. So, yo, let's do business. Te la voy a traer consignment, $25. Nah, I can't pay that. My brother, it's $40. Sell it for $40. Give me $25. Nah, I only pay $16 for New Era. I can't do that. My brother, I'm paying $15 for the fucking hat.
But you're not a big ass distributor like New Era, so no vale lo mismo. Like,
so, nada, todo. Me llevé mi vaina.
Ya.
Voy donde Sammy. Yo, hey, el triángulo. Yo, me han preguntado, yeah. Mira mi gorrita. Oh, well, I'm a sick, esto que lo otro, vainita.
Slap.
Ok, mira un regalo. Porque yo siempre le digo eso a la gente. Toma este regalo y tú verás como the bait, porque yo sé la reacción del público cuando te la ve puesta.
Ya.
Long story short, le dejo dos gorras a Sammy. A la semana me escribe un chamaquito en Instagram. Yo, está heavy la vaina, la vi tu gorra en Sammy. Yo, ¿cómo así?
Hello, vendió.
Mira, pan. La gorra que yo le regalé se la vendió un menor.
Wow.
Digo yo, mierda, el tigre está activo. Y al final dije, no, al final, fuck that shit. Me vi con un par de pesos juntos y me pusieron la oportunidad. Pedro, estaba payoleado. El landlord me dijo, mira, coge eso.
Ya.
Nada más dame un mes de depósito.
¿Pedro's the landlord? ¿O you said the landlord?
Sí, es el landlord.
Bien, yo, pero está rankeado el tigre.
El 1248 San Nicolás, somos dueños del building.
Oh, yeah, mira, we're getting all the juicy stuff today.
Yeah, gracias a Dios. Entonces, nada, estamos ahí. Vayan, desencita, mi gente.
Bueno, exactly. Go and support. Puts out seasonals. Fire. Always new stuff. Got the kids wearing out too for the youngins.
Sí, ese es el departamento de mira qué chiquito del mundo. Yo tengo una hija por ese caballero.
Really?
You know what's crazy?
Sí, sí.
Let's take a moment to recognize something.
How did that work?
Let's take
out?
A moment to recognize
you
something.
You were playing Cupid.
Women always say that.
So you play Cupid for other people.
Exactly.
It don't work out for you.
Women always tell me. Women always tell me you're not about relationships.
Y no fue a propósito ni que tú y yo hangábamos tampoco. Fue que dio la vida.
Yeah, I was like, yo tengo una amiga, ve, coroca. Yeah, it was like that. No, I'm about relationships for other people.
Él no me presentó a nadie.
Oh,
él
yes.
llevó
oh,
a
yes.
la tienda.
No. Yo llevó la story. La I put the horse in the water.
Okay.
Y él tuvo que beber porque I was like, yo.
No, porque la historia no era así.
Era así. I'm going to tell you exactly how it was.
No.
Okay, maybe I give you a different story, but I'll tell you how the real story went down, bro. It was the day that it was your grand opening.
Sí.
Estaba con fulana.
Sí.
I said, yo, call your sister, que estamos en coro.
Aquí, sí.
Okay,
so
the
wait,
sister came through.
So you wanted the sister?
No,
al principio no era así. We was in coro. We was in coro. And then, because they lived close, I guess the homie kept on passing by.
Ella mordió el anzuelo ese día, pero yo ni la vi ese día.
Oh.
Explícate las
cosas.
Pero las estrellas se alinearon porque el caballero, porque si el caballero no la lleva ese día, ella no ve el papi chulo.
Al final, el punto es que I've made babies, bro, but not like yo. There's a lot of niggas out here that could tell you I introduced them to their baby mom, my nigga. Like I connect the pieces. Is all I'm saying. So if a woman ever says Frankie about relationships, I am for my brothers and sisters.
Sí, pero él no se puede. Yo le doy ese galardón a él. Yo se lo doy a él, pero él no se lo puede dar a él.
No, porque él nunca lo que. ¿Es tú que lo mencionaste?
Espérate.
Es lo que me mencionó.
Él nunca nos presentó.
Él nunca nos presentó.
No. So. Ella me vio y ya pasó la vez. ¿Qué es lo que Frankie tengo que
no,
okay.
Pero quizá me preguntó. Y después le decía, oh, eso es un charlatán, olvídate ese tigre. Yo dije, yo, ese tigre está bacanísimo, no, habla con él.
Siempre dicen lo mismo, que yo soy un charlatán, siempre.
¿Tú me entiendes?
Mi récord no lo pueden borrar, está ahí.
¿Tú me entiendes?
Pero la chori fue al otro día.
Maybe I gave you the alley without you knowing, my brother.
Sí, no, quédatela.
Maybe I gave you the,
Después la chori fue al otro día y...
Nah, it's my nigga, go
no, because women, when they see something, they like, they keep going for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know.
Men are like, oh, they're very laid back.
You know, I was like, yeah, my man, go. If you're in the zone, why not? Go over there. I don't want to get swept away because, you know, this is my friend and that's my friend. Y eso entre ellos, yo no quiero.
And since then, how long have you been together since that?
It's been like 5 years, hasn't it, BB?
4 años.
4 años, por ahí,
that's
yeah.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah. And again, all family. Like, I grew up with these people. You know what I'm saying? And,
so la que tiene que hablar con Triangulo Kids.
Yes.
Eso no es mío, eso es de ella.
Entonces, my man got the store on St. Nick. He set up shop and now, you know, he's part of the family all day. Before that, you know, business and now family.
Correct.
Kim, he made another niece for me. So I'm thank him for that.
Yeah.
So then where we at? Oh, okay. So now let's fast forward to the present. What have we done this year? We've done so much, BB, this year. Tell them just a couple of things that you've done this year. Talk about the dips, because everybody knows that I'm such a dips fan. Anybody that's from uptown New York City knows that the dips is the dips,
sí,
baby.
They're the most swagged out crew of
ever.
That's a fact. No, eso fue que nosotros tenemos el mismo joyero, Cameron y yo.
Oh, okay. Right, Aviani?
Sí, Aviani. So I've always been a fan of the dips and music also and their style, so... Yo le dije, yo, Izzy, I'm going to do a hat. I'm going to do a little collab, you know, see if you can make it happen. Y se hizo una gorra. Y se la di a Izzy. Y se la dio a Cam. Cam se puso el su y le di, llamó a Izzy el otro día. Yo, tell that nigga to give me a call. Tell him, give him my number.
Oof.
So, lo llamé. Hey, que lo que primo, where your town at? Where your store at? Dale, all right, I'm going to come through. Vino.
And the rest is history.
Y ya, the rest is history. Me dijo, vamos a hacer esto. Y nah.
Now, I'm going to be honest, bro. Niggas been around the entertainment all that. I wouldn't get geeked out for nobody. But what's the dips, bro? I have stories because if you from uptown, you have stories with the dips, whether you know it or not. The store back in the day was Harlem on 145th and Broadway. That was the store to get the iceberg, the Coogee, when a nigga was in 12th grade, 11th grade, por ahí. Mm-hmm. One time a nigga Jim Jones comes in, se quita los pantalones. Because, okay, before the bottle waitresses and the bartenders were the girls that worked in blue jeans in Harlem. Yeah. Those were the girls we was trying to get. Y se quita, and the oldest, like, yo, espérate. He's like, what? She's young, old enough to see this. And, yo, what was concrete on 181st Street, when the dips were the first to be on the Pretty Boys shit, but they got that from us, the Dominicans in the Heights, bro. The gym was the first so they could make the more fitted look. They got that from us. He would come to concrete, wild out and all that. And it was just like, yo, you saw the guys from your hood blowing up. Like, imagine I'm 16, 17, I was like 18, 19 at the time, and I'm like, yo, the only niggas rapping about the Heights, and here they are, they shop where we shop, and this and the third, and when they said they were in the hood, they was in the hood, B, it wasn't DK, no, they were there, presente. They were in Dykeman shooting, messing around, so it's like, yo.
He did like a pop-up for when he dropped his
Yeah, what they had a collab.
When you did Dipset Couture.
Yes, that was designed by Bibi, right?
It was located in your store.
No. It's an online store. We partnered up. I design it, create it, ship it. I'm the man behind the brand.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, Cam is my partner.
So the whole pink
suit
that's been sold out forever because I've been trying to get that shit.
Oh, but that's the connect. Yeah. That's the connect. Can we do it for
Jordan? I'm trying to get that shit because that shit.
Well, we're going to bring it back in February.
Okay.
Okay.
So then you get the link in February, Jordan.
I got to wait till after my birthday. All right.
So then we get into the new project, which is, in case you guys haven't seen little clips on the gram, the Burundanga.
Yeah, Burundanga was the shit that made me get back into my directing shit. I retired Michael Jordan of the video, so I wasn't trying to come back, you know, and not shoot. I know there's a whole bunch of young niggas out there more hungry than me that, you know, could maybe beat me one-on-one. So I wasn't ready. So I got ready, and now I came out with Burundanga. I don't know if we're gonna make it a movie or we're gonna make it a pilot.
Uh-huh.
To shoot it as a series.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet, but it's shot in anamorphic red 6K with real DP.
Oh god.
You know, cause you was there, you part of the actors.
But in case you didn't know, Frank makes a cameo
So wait, are you an extra?
Nah.
He's not an extra, he does a whole cameo? Damn, so you you're not an extra.
First of all, a very important
my man put me front and center. But
you're not an
I've been
extra
since 1988. I've been extra movies. I have acting experience, Jodeci.
Okay.
I've been Spider-Man 3, I Am Legend, just to name a couple of credits. catch me in The Heights next summer.
Mm-hmm.
In The Heights next summer, catch me. I wasn't in West Side Story this year because they wanted me to grow out my hair and shave the beard. I didn't want to look like a shaved choach. I didn't have time to do the whole look change.
Remember when I was helping you for your casting?
The pay is not all that because I'm not SAG, because this is very political.
Why can't you become a SAG?
Bro, it's not a timing thing.
How long you come on the movie?
What? Now the movie, I probably come out like after he edits probably a minute, yeah, if I'm lucky.
Why is she hating me? She like you.
Bro, this she is
like
my whole life.
No, I don't.
They would be
hating. Like some eighth grade shit right here.
You let the haters hate. You let the haters hate, baby. I'm still doing me. I'm still going to be the flick.
But it's hating like she want that.
No.
Bro, I'm a humble dude.
I'm definitely not hating on you.
I'm a humble dude.
I don't
dude.
Know, but I feel
I'm
like I'm in high school right now.
Whether it's 30 seconds or 30 minutes, I give it my all. I'm a method actor, Jodeci. So y'all could catch me in that. But where did you get the concept from Burundanga? Because I always would think that things are Burundanga, it's like, that shit is whack, it's just Burundanga. That's where I got that word from. So what does the word mean for those people that don't know?
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
It don't mean to me nothing. Do your research, baby girl. It's a drug. It's called Burundanga. I was watching a documentary. I was stoned and I got creative. Because when the documentary starts, it tells you it's a flower that grows in a tree, blah, blah, blah. You get it, you blow it on for somebody, you hypnotize it.
Mm-hmm.
But then Yeah, it's from Colombia.
Florida, and
they give you a few stories like, whoa. So I just invented one. Like, I could blow this shit on you right now. You wake up in your crib empty. What? And you go downstairs, yo, let me say, because you live in downtown Central Park, so you got like fancy shit, right? You go to the monte, va abajo al tigre, al bus boy, al tigre que está ahí. They say, yo, mi pana, where my shit at? Man, I'm old, but you're tripping. You were with five of your homeboys yesterday, having fun, laughing.
Yeah.
They put everything on you, said bye, and you went up back up.
Mierda.
So de ahí dije, eso es algo, hay tela para cortar, y me inventé una historia rápida, y venimos con eso, vamos a ver qué dice la gente.
Yeah. Bro, not for nothing, and not just because the nigga's here, and he's my man, we did it the movie. But the visuals, man, like the lighting is so ridiculous. My man, if you don't know Hannibal, aka Gato, if you don't know this nigga, like, this nigga was born to play this character that they got him playing, bro. Fact. And it's just so funny. Like, he's just a wild boy, one-eyed Willy with the mohawk. It's like, the visuals is dope. And anybody that's into, like, the paid and fools of the world and all that are gonna love.
It's gonna be a hood classic, and I gotta thank Glad Empire and Flow La Movie that backed up my idea. I started it out of my own pocket 3 years ago, but then wifey came out pregnant, so I had to choose. I stopped, I put my money into my family, and you know, it's been sitting there for the past 3 years. But Flo, big homie of mine from Bronx, he lives in Orlando now, partnered up with Glad and gave me the bread. Now we're doing it.
I'm doing it. And yeah, very dope production. It was just one day for me, but just the stuff he's showing me that should be out soon, right? When can we see some footage?
Maybe December. Right now we're at 32 minutes. I'm not gonna lie. I wanna make it at least 45. So we gotta go back to the drawing board, spend a little stacks, and you know.
Do you think, so you're saying reshoots? You need more scenes with me. That's what you're saying.
No, you dead, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So I'm about to say damn. I didn't know that. But yeah, man. So, and like I told you, the homie, he said to hit him up porque él tiene the plug.
Good to know.
Y'all can go do that. He told me, yo, make sure you tell him. And one thing I had to say about the homie who was on our show, shout out to KB Paulino, is that whatever he said is not bulto. It's not bulto.
That nigga is
more
than his bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
So now that we're talking about movies, guys.
Talk to me.
Because you talk too much and you don't interview me, then I'm the guy that got to talk here.
We let you
right, go. Right, Mr. Casper? I came here shooting shots.
Do whatever you
what
need
do you
to
think
do.
About power? Juicy's name?
Jodeci.
Come on,
the band.
About power?
Come on, the band.
La season nueva. Then I want to hear your opinion.
Okay, gotcha.
You watch Power, though?
Yeah, I do watch Power.
Okay, everybody got to watch Power.
Of course.
What do you think about the new season?
I haven't seen the episode that aired yesterday, but it hurt me that they killed.
Spoiler alert, Proctor.
Proctor
Safoya.
But that was last week.
She's not up. I'm up.
That's the last episode I saw. I haven't seen that.
Okay.
Yesterday was fire.
Yesterday was fire.
Yeah, yesterday it got me believing.
I'm going to tell you what.
Give me your opinion on this season.
So this is the problem with, it's hard to end any show. How are we going to wrap all these characters up? Power has a lot of characters. So it's the same shit that happened with Game of Thrones, where it's like you're trying to say, okay, we're going to do this all in 10, 11 episodes. And it becomes unbelievable, the sequence of events that takes place. And Thrones says like, it's too over the top. Like, it's always been an over the top show, but some cosas que dice, no es posible, mijo. Like, you just, like, you go into the police, no, to the courtroom, kidnap a chick, put her in the ambulance, there's a gunfight, the cops come, they don't take nobody away. But yesterday was fire.
Yeah, but I still saw something. I don't remember what it was, but I still saw something else that I told Michelle, yo, look. But yo, I want to know if Ghost and Tommy, are they Navy SEALs? Or are they
Because they just, it's everything, my nigga.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be shit that he's like,
it's too much.
My man came with a mantra.
Where he got it from? Everybody, and not a single police.
And we don't hear it? Like, the neighbors ain't called nothing? So yeah, bro, like, it's been a little over the top, but yesterday, man, I like the way they're wrapping up that story arc, and it was very believable how, because that was the whole gimmick of the show. It's like, oh, that's where that came from. Oh, like, Ghost is a mastermind and he puts pieces together, but what was going on the first couple episodes was like, no, this dude had a gunfight and then the police showed up and nothing. He didn't even go to jail, nothing.
And Ghost, he goes with a little hat. That's a disguise.
And that's his disguise. Nobody sees him.
And nobody sees him.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
But now that you lived in Washington Heights, right? Mm-hmm. You see that move, that scene in Power where they say, you got to flip this and get $1 million in one.
Yeah.
How the nigga gets a Ziploc broad daylight.
I'm trying to tell you.
Here.
I'm trying to.
Broad daylight.
Even then. Yo, it's not 1992, bro. They can make it $2 million in a day. I want to know the nigga that making $2 million in the day,
they keep breaking it up. They going to spots. Like.
My man got 16 different workers to go ahead. You take a piece of it. And they came back with $2 million.
Yeah.
So it's a little unbelievable, but we like, look, as
it's
the hood. Yeah, the hood likes the unbelievable.
Haiti, we're just trying to get your attention.
I totally
the hood agree. Likes the hood likes the unbelievable, man. We live that shit. We don't want it to be too real. We want to be like, Scarface, when he put the rocket launcher demon. Like, we want to see Pasao shit, but it got to be, bring it down a little, which I think they did. Let's see the rest of the tone. I think there's only like 10 episodes this season.
So are you team Ghost or team
Tommy? Team Tommy all the way, because at least Tommy's consistent. This is what I tell people, BB.
Yeah.
You know why Trump is president? Because he's consistent. We know what he's a mama huevo, but he's always been a mama huevo. When you got people that are yes, man, and sometimes yes, sometimes no, nobody likes inconsistency, my nigga. If you a mama huevo, be a mama huevo, and at least we know what we getting out of you.
Yeah.
But I don't like the smile. Hillary was all about, yeah, I like hot sauce. If you like hot sauce, yeah. She was on an episode, on the Breakfast Club, and it was just so much come melderia. Hillary Clinton. Oh, is why she lost. Yeah. And it was just like, she just says yes to whatever you saying yes to. And that's a politician. Trump ain't a politician. He's him. A mama huevo. But yeah, at least you know what you're getting.
That's
so that's why I like Tommy, because Tommy is el diablo.
Yeah, he crazy.
He's nuts.
I don't like Ghost. He like too proper for me.
No, a Ghost, Ghost will lie to his own. His own son, his mother, his sister, his brother, whoever, for Ghost. Ghost is all about Ghost.
Ghost is selfish.
So Ghost is all about Ghost. So I'm Team Tommy. So yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
I'm not sure yet.
No?
No.
Baby, who are you?
I mean, I would say Tommy.
At least you know.
I don't like Tariq at all.
Yo, I don't even.
Nobody likes
that kid. Me cae malísimo. Yeah. I want to punch the screen.
Like, he makes no sense.
El me cae mal.
He makes no sense.
I don't want to hate on the whole week because, you know, he's doing his thing, he's coming up, whatever. But even his acting and all that, but just like his character, you're like, on yo.
Yeah,
if he dies, I don't even care.
Process the only Bacano though.
That was Bacani. Yo, yeah, he came out with the 4-5.
I fucks with him.
Yo, Proc the kid went out like a G. He went out like a G.
Yeah, he did his thing.
But al final, my man Tommy te dio una betra, loco. Que quien se salva de eso. So you know.
What do you think that's in the little chip that the daughter has?
I think it's like them talking or whatever. So that's the evidencia.
The thing that was in the laptop?
Yeah, that was in the laptop. That has the information.
He gave her a little locket.
In the locket.
And it has like E in it or whatever. And then like she opens it.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
Honestly think it's the conversation that he had with the prosecutor, el Blanquito.
The one... I think it's the dude that...
I didn't think about that. It could be...
I thought it was the dude that they killed that used to be on Oz. That whole shit.
Yeah, look, okay, Tommy killed the nigga in his crib. Look, I mean, the laptop. But it could be
I honestly think...
hates Angela. That FBI nigga.
Yeah, oh. I think because remember, he hid the whole shit about the whole Angela.
So you think it's going to come back before the show's done?
I think that's what's going to happen.
He's
going
to find it. Yeah.
Hopefully that's what comes back. Because he needs to get his shit too.
I don't like that. Well, crazy.
Tune in. Keep tuning. Sorry for the spoilers. But watch yesterday's episode. It's fire. And with that said, we got a little time to wrap up, man. So we just want to thank you for coming, BB, man.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the invite.
And we just, on behalf of the culture, you know, we thank you for always being about the culture. What you would say was your biggest motivation in everything you do, besides, you know, your children now and all that? But what can they say?
No, I didn't have children when I started.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the biggest motivation.
I would say Hype Williams and Diddy.
Yeah. And you want to do that $1 million video type shit?
Now, yeah, I want to do $1 million movies. I'm kind of bored out with videos, but yeah, it was Diddy, his whole flamboyant swag. Mm-hmm. Now I've toned it down too much. Right now, yeah, just que viejo, but before I was a fucking necio, B.
In cuál sentido?
In everything, B.
The glasses were big.
I always, right now, I would have shades on, man, weed smell, liquor, goons.
So
just different. I was an issue though.
It's crazy how children change your life, right?
I would say age, not even children, because I've only
had how old are you, baby, for the people, if you don't mind saying, for people don't know?
I'm 38. I'm 1981. I'm an 80s baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 35 and 30. It's scary, bro. It's scary.
That's why I'm not really into that dembow.
I'm glad somebody said it. We come from a different world.
We sell drugs. We don't take drugs. It's
and true. They could say that was bad too, but at least you were teaching people how to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, you getting money, you're not spending money.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, it's just different generations. I mean, I don't hate on nobody. I'm a very respectful nigga. That's why niggas fuck with me. And at the end of the day, as long as whatever you do, you're not hurting me, I respect that, but go do you over there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Any message for any up and coming videographers, anything like that want to get into the game, what would you tell them? Any word of advice?
Just grind and hustle and chase your dreams, because in your bed ain't nothing gonna happen.
SOC.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, yo, when you're at your worst point, when you're quedado, you out of a job, that's when you gotta go harder, because if you quedas en tu casa, te vuelve loco.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing gonna come to you. When you're in the streets, es cuando te pega la vaina. Dime, yo, I'm estoy pa esto, talk to me.
That's
and people
fact.
See the hunger,
that's
you know what I'm saying?
You forgot to ask him one question.
Which was? And nobody leaves without keeping it 100.
Yeah.
So I've also changed a lot of relationships, not just made a lot of babies with, you know, relationships, but I be telling people that if they haven't done the beso negro, that they should get with it. A mí me gusta que me
el beso negro, que te mamen el culo.
Yeah. Pile, me han mamado el culo.
lo único que tú no te puedes poner en cuatro para que te mamen el culo.
Pero,
pero después de ahí, eso es parte.
¿Tú ves? Eso vale. Eso vale. ¿Tú me entiendes? Yeah. Real niggas do real things, baby.
Tú mamas culo y que te mamen el culo.
Eso es nada. Que te mamen el miel primero y después
sí,
siguen por allá.
Eso es así. Si te pusiste en cuatro, ponte taco. Pero
pero que tú estás ahí chilling and you do the swaps, it changes lives. Yo, I told my man to do it to his girl. They went a rough patch. I'm like, yo, mamá esa nalga. Yo soy así. Se pone derecha.
Eso es parte. Ahí no puede haber. Tú no te puedes cohibir.
¿Tú me entiendes? So, yeah. we know your, what your stance is on it. I don't gotta, you know, try to convince you. My man's about that life. We about that life. Real niggas do real things.
Normal.
Baby. Normal.
And what's your Instagram and any other?
Yes, give us all the information.
Social media.
My Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is BBNCode3. That's it.
Una vaina bien.
Plain and simple.
Una vaina bien.
Short and sweet.
With that said.
Así que te gustan.
Oof.
Short, no, I like them tall.
Right.
Tall and long.
Hey.
Thick.
Girls. Con eso dicho, we're like. thank you, BB Inc. Thank you, Trap and Checha. This is season 2, episode 1, the new LMP Studios. If you guys want to do any podcasts, holla at my people, LMP.
Any upcoming artists, designers, party goers.
Holla at us. What's the Gmail?
It's trapandchercha@gmail.com.
Espera, ¿por qué Leche no pone su nombre aquí?
No, whose card is that? Whose card is that?
Se cambió la vaina, dije que...
José Filio.
Sí, dije que...
Yeah, because he's
more fino. I go by my government now.
He's more fino now.
Oh my God, CEO.
Ya lo
Leche,
sabe.
Que
he's
lo que
more
tú
commercial.
Dices.
He's more commercial. Yeah,
now. I know him by Leche. Tú suelta eso.
Ya. Black, take us out with some music. You already know. DJ Anthony, much love. BB Inc, guys, once again, you're welcome anytime you want to come. Real niggas do real things. And you're more than welcome to just pop your head in whenever
and
you
chill.
Want to, brother.
Ya, tío. Thank you. Estamos aquí. Whatever you need. Triángulo.
Ya.